One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head.
And you are listening to Radio RMN on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. My name is Raylan Allen, and my guest is Ron Amatron. And the 2 hours on Monday following the regular Rumor Mill News radio shows are going to be Ron Amatron's show. And as, you know, the weeks go down of our new year, you are going to learn a little bit more about who Ron Amatron is and what kind of healings that he does. And so I'd like to welcome Ron to Radio RMN. And Ron, this is the Ron Amatron Hour, 2 hours. So welcome.
Hi, everybody.
And, you know, Ron, I got a lot of emails about your show last week, and only one of them was negative. So that's pretty darn good, I think. But what I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to cover are some of the things that the emails, the questions covered. Oh, and by the way, remember we asked our listeners to email questions to you, and I don't know if you opened up your email where those questions went, so I don't know what we have there. But literally the gist of the questions that came in is they wanted to know who you were, where you came from, where did you grow up, how did this happen to you? Because you are quite unusual, and but you know, we've got a caller. We've got Larry in California, so let's take Larry, and then let's get back to what the readers from last or what the listeners from last week emailed. So, Larry in California, do you want to go up, ask your question?
Okay, let's see. Yes, okay, I'll ask a question. About the clones, Ron, I was wondering, is there a conflict between the healing when we do the emotional healing? Do the clones steal the healing from us? And also, do they steal the healing from us? Or do we release the clone healing, the timeline crash, first of all, before we do the emotional clearing?
Oh, boy. Okay. So we need to get people caught up to date here on your question, Larry.
That's a great question, Larry. I can tell that you've been working with Ron for a while.
Okay. So let's see here. Where do we start
with
this?
Well, first of all, we have to explain what clones are.
Okay. So here's what clones are. Clones are a replica of you. Now, I'm going to get really far out here for the listeners, because some people aren't going to really understand what I'm talking about, because first thing that you have to have is a premise that you may not be real. You may be a clone. Right away, people are going, oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'll just describe this. When I was in New York last year in October, I believe is when it was, for maybe an hour of time, all that I saw was clone people walking around. I was able to view them. Now, I'm talking about a lot of people. Remember, this is like a rush hour in New York by Penn Station, and you're probably intermixing with, you know, a couple thousand people during the time that I was walking on the street for about a half an hour. So basically what I perceive happens with clones, so this would be our clone 101 entry here. So the aliens took your physical body, and they took a little piece of it out of your DNA. And from there, they cloned a replica of you from that. With my information that I have, clones could take as little as probably maybe a day or two to manufacture, maybe as long as a week to 2 weeks. Now, what are they doing with the clones? Well, the clones of you come into your space where you are living. And everything around you is a cloned energy. Listen, now you have to just bear with me here because it's going to sound very strange. Now, you're probably real maybe about 2 hours out of the whole month. Now, these cloned energies of you attached to your skeleton, which is on this planet. So somehow the clones strip away, or the aliens strip away, we'll say, the energy of you completely and attach clone body to your skeleton. That's attached to the Earth. And you can detect clones in people by watching people change their mindset, their attitude. And normally you go through a clone body of you probably every 10 minutes. Now, the memory, the information that's passed along from one phone to the next as they enter you and one leave, automatically gets transferred to them. And most clones have probably about a 2-week memory recall. If it's longer than that, then they have to figure out how to download the information from the far distant past, which is still in your DNA. But all you need is like active memory, a little small hard drive for about, say, you know, a 2-week time to express life. And what happens is the clones give you a lot of times what I'm finding out. Now, this is fairly recent information that I've been doing and having with people and doing phone calls. The information from the clones deal with how to live here. And when one leaves, another one comes in. And each clone is typically from a different alien race, or it could be a different group of aliens from the same race. Let's just say that you have a problem, a physical problem with you, and you have a back problem. Well, clones have the back problem. And in that clone is also an emotional body, spirit energy like you, because it all gets transferred. But it's only one little small piece, like a grain of sand. And that's enough to materialize your whole body. When I do my clone calls, which I have one coming up today, my time is 5:30. It lasts for over an hour, probably an hour and a half. Cost is $20. You can go on the website and get that information and use PayPal if you're really interested in having a clone experience, having these things taken out of you. And at first, I did this back in New York. This is at the New Life Expo in October. So I asked for volunteers to come up to the front of the lecture room. Whenever I do lectures, normally it's standing room only when I go to the event. So people came up. I had maybe probably 8 people, I think, the first time coming up. And I started releasing clones out of them so the audience could actually see the people physically change. And lo and behold, the faces would change a little bit. Some people would jerk each time I took a clone out. And some got taller. Sometimes most of the people, their skin felt better. And from there, they are actually real in that moment on our timeline. So we took away all the clone that was in them for a specific issue. Now, the aliens attached to us through our emotional energy, the emotional body. And that emotional body that we have, that's kind of wrapped around our physical body, stores our emotions in it. They deal with that, and then they also can deal with physical body ailments. So what I'm finding out is people who had this clearing that I was doing, some people actually had their pains that they had for years released out of their body instantly. The clones brought it in. The clones deal with your physical problems and your emotional problems, and they take energy from you. That you start leaking that little spirit energy that you have in your body. Remember, your body has two spirits. You have the spirit that created the body, that's with you all the time. That's your light energy of your body, because your body is of light. And you also have, for your own particular guidance, we'll say, the spirit that looks out of your eyes. The spirit that looks out of your eyes is there to help you out. And that's why you look at people, and if you have really bright eyes, the person's there. If they're felt over, kind of hollow-looking, you know, blackened, then you know that that's not them looking at you. And you can see shape-shift the same way by looking at the eye. Right? The eyes, they change. So basically, that's what clones are. So who created the clone? These are all different alien races, and they have, we'll say, clone factories, if you want to use that term. underground and above ground in their alien ship, and they connect to you. And so that's kind of what clones are. So what I could do is I'll do a sample on this program here. I'll take out 10 of your clones. I want everybody just to sit back and relax. And for most people, you're going to feel a change in your body. Some people may actually jerk each time I take one of them out, because naturally one leaves and another one comes back in again. You may say, well, how many clones do I have? Well, you could have maybe 500 or more in you for that specific incident, maybe body pain, emotional trauma that you're going through, because they all attach to you that way. That's what they use to get your energy. So here we go. And would you want to select something yourself, Raylan?
No. Larry, do you have any comments before we get started on this?
No, I'm just all ready to go. It sounds real good to me up to this point, so I'm ready
okay.
to go.
Me too, Ron. Keep going.
Okay, here we go. So I want you all to, we're going to work on the energy of, let's just look at pain. Everybody sometimes has pain in their body. Now, what I will say is the pain that you have ever had in your body is always with you until you get it released. So if you had a pain, you know, by skinning your knees when you were 5 years of age, that pain is still with you somewhere in your pain body. But if you do have pain right now, this may help you. Now, the past pain, you may not even know about it, you may not even feel any pain in your body, but we'll see what happens. So here we go. We're going to take out some phones that deal with physical body pain. I'll just count as they get released. So first clone is released. Just see how your body's feeling. Second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seven release, eight release, nine release, 10 release, 11 release, 12 release, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So kind of take a note of how your body is feeling now. You might even see your surroundings change because everything around you is fabricated. Everything around you is from a cloned reality until it becomes real. And you will know the difference once you get all the clones out. Here we go. So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. I'll just keep going here. I'll go to 200 probably. That'll get rid of a lot of them for most of you. So I'll just count to 10. So 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with 20. 121. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 160. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 170. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 180. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 190. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 200. Now I'm going to go to 300 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 210. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 220. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 230. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 240. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 250. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 260. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 270. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 280. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 290. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-300. I'm going to keep going here. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-310. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-320. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-330. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-340. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-350. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-360. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-370. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-380. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-390. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-400. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-410. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-420. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-430. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-440. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-450. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-460. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-470. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-480. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-490. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-500. Now we're going to make you real. Coming out. 501 clone coming out. Coming in. I'll count 5. Bring you here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, this is kind of what I'm doing basically at 5:30 PST tonight for people. And it could be more than 500, but I need to stop at some point here. So how do you people feel? How do you feel? Yes.
I just have to tell you that, first of all, at about 200, I started getting sick to my stomach. At about 300, I started to feel like I was about ready to pass out. And at 400, I started to feel a little bit better. And at 500, I'm almost back to normal. And then, and if anything, I think I'm even better than back to normal. And I guess that's, I guess I've got to admit I had clones, didn't I?
Everybody has them. In fact, I'll go some more here. So here we go. So everybody, you know how you feel, and look around you. You're going to start to see that everything around you is beginning to kind of buzz and vibrate because you're bringing in the real reality around you. If you look, you're going to see maybe an orb field that is slowly appearing around objects. So here we go. We'll continue on with this clearing here. There's other alien races still attached to people. So here we go. And when I do the follow-up, I always go to the very end of the person who's on the call. That way you're not, you know, being left short. Some people may have only had maybe 150 clones pain. We have some more here, so we're going to just continue on like we do on my conference call I have. So here we go, and I'm doing those on Mondays at 5:30 PST now. Here we go. So 502 clone coming in, leaving. 1 and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 520. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 530. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-540. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-600. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-610. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-700. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-710. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-800. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-810. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 900. Boy, somebody's in pain out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So 1,050. Okay, and we're 52. Okay, so 1,052 clones. Okay, those are coming out. Ones that we went out 500 to release. So here we go, coming out. The last 153 is coming out, coming real now. The real you coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now you're basically human.
Wow.
Do you feel?
Let me give out our telephone number so people can call in and tell us what this did for them. The number is 208-935-0094. So once again, for all of you who didn't have a pencil ready that time, 208-935-0094. Ron, what happened to me is I started getting twitches in my eyes so badly that I could hardly see anything for a while because the twitches were coming so fast. Has anyone ever told you that when the clones are leaving, the eyes are twitching?
Yeah, a lot of times the body will twitch, your body can shake. You may have a muscle reaction. Yeah, because this is where the clones are concentrating on you. So what I'm hearing from you is maybe for a short time, you had alien races making a clone of you that had an eye problem. Remember, we dealt with pain. So pain can go across many levels, many areas of the body. So the ones that you're feeling with the eyes were the ones that they had created with a faulty clone with an eye problem, okay, or eye condition.
Okay.
So that could happen, yeah. Normally, if you look around now, you're going to see the room and yourself buzzing. And if you have somebody looking at you, you will look completely different. You're going to know what it's like to see other people. In fact, if you have a person in your room right now, look at them. They're going to look plastic. They'll look like a mannequin walking.
Wow. The one thing I've noticed here is the whole room has taken on kind of a golden light. Oh, boy, I can't believe we're already at the bottom of the hour. Oh, my God, did this go fast. This is Raylan Allen. You're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the time that he's going to be on from now on. And so remember, the number is 208-935-0094. If you felt something during this clone clearing, please call us and go over to TalkStreamLive.com and give a vote. Let people know that you appreciate alternative radio. We'll be back.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
Can I share something with you? Have you noticed more people are grumpy and angry and agitated and so on? It seems mean people are everywhere. We at Life Change Tea have noticed this phenomena and think we know why. It is because people don't feel good. Bad health, overweight, and when your body doesn't feel good, you can get grumpy. So if you feel grumpy and your body doesn't feel good, then give your body some Life Change Tea. All natural, good tasting, body cleansing, life change tea. So here's how to order this life changing product. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Learn why we named our tea Life Change Tea. Feel great, be happy, get the tea. That's getthetea.com.
Best thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output in your religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble. And they are doing a damn good job of it.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
What would you say if someone told you the future was wrapped up in a single being from another planet, and then your friend went on to say, she was married to that man? This happened to an amazing woman that we're all familiar with, Raylan Allen. In her amazing book, The Obregon Chronicles, she describes just how she met this man and blessed and cursed the day they found each other. And an audible voice to her warned her not to go into the room where he was standing unless she was prepared for her entire life to change. The attraction was too much. It turned out to be too much for either of them. As the book chronicles their exploits together, she takes you on a ride that none of us could expect. The book reads like the highest of science fiction novels, except one thing. It was real. It was true. To view a sample chapter, skip on over to the Rumor Mill News Reading Room and click on the banner for the Obregon Chronicles. And if you reach inside this book, be prepared for your whole view of life to change. Yes, it is that powerful.
Concerned about the quality of water your family is drinking?
PerkyWater.com.
Concerned about the price and quality of bottled water?
PerkyWater.com.
Concerned about natural and or man-made contaminants in your water?
PerkyWater.com.
That's PerkyWater.com. Or call 888-803-4438.
That's 888-803-4438.
Perky, because the water you drink may not be as clean as you think.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head.
Of the stairs that lead up to your open mind, and that's what you've got to have, folks. You can't have it too open, though, because if it's too open, just everything flows into it, and then you're, you've got everything in. So you've got to have a little bit of discernment here, too. My guest is Ron Amitron, and before we got off onto the clone clearings, which we did this last half hour. And boy, I tell you, Ron, I really did feel something. I would hope that someone would call in and let us know how they are feeling. But the letters that I received, the emails that I received from people from last week, they wanted to know, were you born as a regular human? How did you become what you are today? And then the other questions that we had from last week, from the show last week, were, can you please tell us about the alien races? What's the difference between the alien races? And who are the aliens? Where do they come from? What do they want? Are there good aliens? Are there bad aliens? I'm just sort of taking all of the questions that we got and shoving them into one pot. So, Ron, let's start off with, who are you? How were you born? How did you get your body? And how did you become who you are today?
Well, I was born into a physical body. Wasn't actually born. I didn't come into my body until, I believe, I don't know if it was 6 weeks or 6 months. Right now, I just don't have that information available. I live in the moment. So answering questions sometimes can be difficult. I think it was 6 months that I came in. So my body was held by source energy, protecting it by source energy. I had what I call space holders, which are light energies that put into a life form just to hold frequency. Then I came in and started my life like everybody else did. And throughout my life, I was doing healings on people off and on, more so probably when the 1980s came, New Age movement, people starting to do more metaphysical things. So that's where I kind of got plugged in. I always knew that I was different and strange because this place never felt correct. There was always a lot of judgment here and a lot of the harsh realities that we all know about here. And so I'm just doing what I came here to do now, which is to help people for ascension. And basically, ascension is if you're able to clean out your body enough of the densities to be able to take it to the new reality of light when the ascension time occurs. No way of knowing when it's going to be. But that's why I came here to help people. Another way of stating that is I'm here to help you to regain back your spirit, your body. And that brought me into the alien agenda stuff quite heavily, more than that I really ever wanted to do here. So the alien agenda is just awful here. That's why I see movies about aliens. Battle LA was a typical one that you may have noticed by watching another one coming out, I believe. I don't know what it's called, but it's another alien thing with the Earth here. It's not released yet, but I saw previews on it a while back.
What is the alien agenda? What do the aliens want from us?
The aliens take a piece of you, take your spirit, steal your spirit, steal your body, abductions. And when they abduct you, I'll start over again a little bit, okay? Most people don't know that they're being abducted, number one. The few that do know about it terrifies them completely, and they'll tell people about it, but most people won't even believe them, okay? But we are abducted continuously because we live on timeline. So the aliens created mind energy, thoughts, then they brought the validation to us through metaphysical books and things telling you about the mind of God and the Akashic records, and all these things are real. The light of dark, true light, there's no such thing as time. They have to realize that if you were to get on a piece of paper and draw the light on one side and the darkness on the other, which I call alien, and there are probably some good aliens out there, but you're not going to see them because they don't live in duality. So all the names that you have heard about, typically of aliens, are going to almost always be, I'll say that 99.99% of the time, they're living in duality, and they're controlled just like you are. The main thing is the alien agenda is to control you through robotic programs in your body and control your mind, thought. They gave you your natal chart. They have the planets control you, which could be aliens themselves. We only know of a few of them that we actually connect with, like, your natal chart and things, but these planets are controlling you through your life, and that's the problem. I'll talk about robotic programs. Everybody year has more than likely seen consecutive numbers. Typically on the clock, you might look at your clock every day and it's the 333, or some numbers like that. More recent ones are 1111. And, typically people think that that's, the connection of the divine connecting to them. And they're getting this, information or validation to them that, yeah, I'm seeing the spiritual number of 1111. And next year it'll probably be 1212. But anything that's consecutive that you see on numbers is a mind control program. So, and a robotic program for your body. So let's just look at the situation here. One alien race out there, and there's thousands of them that are time sharing you on timelines, okay? So they're controlling your body. It depends which phone is in you from that alien race that's taking your energy. But we'll say this one alien race, and we'll just call it, just to get a name, we'll call it Baba. Okay, so Baba, alien race, controlling you. And they say, well, we're going to have this person, we're going to make sure that person is controlled by us. So we're going to have them physically look at the number 1111 at their clock when it turns to 1111. And we have this robotic program working with their body. All of a sudden, it's 1110, you're not watching the clock. 1111 comes by. Remember, they're in control of time. They know what time it is. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, your head moves over slowly to the clock or the watch, wherever the timepiece is. And you look at it and you go, ah, I'm seeing 1111. Well, they're viewing that 1111 also through your eyes, kind of like remote control cameras. They know that, ah, this program that we put into this person to mind and body control them is now working because they now see 1111. And then after that, you know that you're hooked up. And that's kind of the way they have their validation. And, you have yours because you know that you saw it. You go, nuts, they saw 1111 again. Now, spiritual people will say, oh man, you just got this wonderful thing. You saw 1111 every day for 2 months. And man, you're really plugged in. Yes, you are. You are plugged into the alien agenda, physical body, and mind control for people on this planet. Remember, all they want of you is your emotion. They deal with emotions, they deal with thought, and all those can bring you a negative effect, and they feel your energy, your life force energy, as you go into situations that are negative. Oh, back to you.
Boy, and back to me. My gosh, it's just amazing. Ron, you know, you're speaking a language and you're talking about things that none of us know anything about. And so, you know, you've kind of got to take us like we're in kindergarten and bring us, you know, bring us, what should I say? Bring us up to understanding. And as I was listening, I still don't understand what the aliens want with us. I mean, why do they want our bodies? Why do they want our energy? Are they playing with us? I don't understand. Can you help me understand a little bit better?
My understanding is that they just want to take that energetic life force from you, steal your life force energy.
Is it because they don't have one of their own?
Not necessarily, but we're their gasoline, okay? We're their batteries. That's all they want from us. They do other things to us, too, but I won't get into that. But that's basically the bottom line, is that somehow we have something that they don't. What we really have is our spirit. And the spirit energy, when you get upset, we'll say to somebody, you're still emitting part of your spirit energy in that situation. They just feel that. But once it goes out into that invisible energy around you, then they can take that from you and just suck it off, and they love that. This is why they timeshare with us and have so many clones come into our body daily. And
now,
that's the way it works.
Are they more like a hive creation than individuals?
It depends on what the race would be. There's so many races that it's hard to say. I have people ask all the time, well, are the Pleiadians good? Are the Arcturians good? They mention different names that they've heard about in books. So all that I can say is that if you read about them and heard about them, That's because they're in duality. They exist in duality. And they may have channeled that information to people to talk about their races. And they're definitely not going to tell you that they do negative things to you. Now, I've seen a lot of horrific things to people in the underground when I go there to deal with the aliens and fight them, basically, and restore human life back to a normal condition after they zap somebody. But all the races that I have seen are typically, they all have an agenda. And their agenda, the bottom line of their agenda is control. Control and manipulation. So if you look at this planet, everything is in control. Everybody's being manipulated. And it depends what how you look at that and how you view it and how you're involved with it. But if you look back just in movies and history, you know, everybody has some kind of agenda dealing with that. And the aliens are responsible. And they come into people and cause problems. I get people saying, well, gee, you know, what about this presidential person, or what about, you know, their agenda and stuff like that? Well, I say, well, they're under the same thing that you are. And, you know, that person, if they weren't under the alien agenda, under the mind control process of the aliens, then they'd probably be a really nice person. And this is just the way humanity is. So you can't really judge somebody for what they're doing because they're being controlled by the alien races to do that. So people say, well, what about the good alien? Well, I guess the good aliens were here when they brought us, fossil fuel car. That's the invention from mind energy. They also brought us the atomic bomb. Is that a good thing? You know, nuclear power, you know? So why did they bring us something that was more green, you know? They probably have it. So they didn't do that. And how come? Have the technology. Back to you.
Right. Gosh, Ron, I sort of hang on every single word that you're saying. And when you go back, when you say, okay, back to you, I'm kind of left speechless for a minute because my mind has been thinking about so many different things. Okay, let's talk about the grays that everybody knows about. Now, everything that you have described to me completely fits what I know about the grays, and that they aren't real beings. They in fact, are some sort of a robotic-type being, whether they were made by the alien race or made by us, I don't know. But could the aliens who are stealing our energy, could they be... What do I want to say? Could they be robots that are trying to become human?
Very possible. And that's why I'll be doing clearings for true clones. We have the clone bodies in it, which do hold spirit energy.
Okay.
Now, there are real clones out there. And the real clones, as they start to interface and live here, will eventually, through their automatic programming of updating their programs, okay, will figure out that, hey, I'm missing spirit. So I will be having clearings on my website that will be able to have the light take their artificial intelligent body, be a clone, and put it into a body of light, which is what our bodies are. And then they will have a spirit also brought to that body, so now they can live a wonderful life.
So, Ron, could it be that the clones who are trying to steal us are actually trying to become, are trying to get a soul?
It could be possible, yes. Very possible. But there's so many of them, and they come in and out of us, you know, like every 10 minutes. And so that could be a possibility. Remember, on the last program I mentioned about maybe going grocery store shopping, okay? You're going to the supermarket. You get out of your car, and the clone that's in you knows how to maneuver through the parking lot and not get hit by cars. And then you get into the grocery store, and you pick up, you know, find your shopping cart and start moving down the aisles. And now another clone comes in who's reading the list of the groceries that you choose to buy. and you pick one type of item, and then another clone may come in to pick another. So you're continuously going through clones according to what they want to eat. This is why I just got through doing pain clearing. The pain clearing took out many clones that were attached to your body's physical body, and I'm saying that incorrectly. Clones bring you a body, but it still has light energy. And that body that's in you at that particular moment, since we went through over 1,000 clones, you have 1,000 clones that wanted to prey off of you, live off of your energy. We took those away, so you should feel better now. Because now they're not attaching. Can they do it tomorrow? Yes, they could. But right now, you should be by yourself. You should be able to look at your skin. In fact, everybody out there, feel their skin. You should feel like your skin has more moisture to it. It might be softer and smoother. Look at yourself in the mirror. You might look younger even. You might even be taller. Your hair might be, shinier. You will feel a difference as these clones are released. Remember, each clone that comes into you, remember, we're in time. We just think that I did this clearing here, and maybe it took about 10 minutes, okay? Well,
yes.
Every time a clone leaves you, they have to prepare and manufacture and create a new clone for you. But we live in time. Well, they can stop time instantly, and we could be turned off here like a robot with the power disconnected on it for hours, weeks, or years. And they make a new clone of you. They fabricate what you're sitting on. They fabricate a whole room around you. And then when they get it where they think it matches the last clone experience of what the person is looking at, then they reinstate it back into your reality, and then they turn you on. So as you do these clearings, you can actually see things physically move in your room sometimes if they didn't say that exact detail of where they put something. As these clones are released, remember, each clone that comes into you, I'm hearing my voice again. Very interesting. Are you back there?
Yes, I'm here. I opened up the chat room for the second time because something happened to the chat room, and I forgot to turn off the sound at the chat room, and it's on a bit of a delay, so that's why you were hearing your words coming back. Anyway, I do have we got interrupted, so I'm going to ask if you know Stuart Galtner. This is a question from the chat room, and an entity called Salary. Have you heard of
it? No, I don't do any book reading.
Yeah,
so I haven't heard of him though. Sometimes I'll hear of people. No, I do not know of this person.
And is it true that some races are selling access to us to other alien races?
Yes, that is correct. They timeshare us. And so one alien race might buy your time for maybe 2 hours. You have to look at it just like we have here. So one alien race has a lot of clout. And then they maybe rent you or buy your time on the timeline that you're living. I remember I did this clearing for pain on one timeline. You could have 500 timelines of pain on it, okay? That is cleared off one particular timeline with the heading of pain, okay? So we cleared out over 1,000 clones on one timeline. Let's say that alien race had a lot of clout, bought you for an hour or two, maybe 2 hours. Well, all of a sudden, now the other alien races who couldn't afford to buy it are now time-sharing you, and maybe they're giving some kind of small donation. Maybe that alien race is making lots of money, I won't talk about that as what's happening here physically on this planet, but in a sense, they're making a lot of money by time-sharing, okay? And so, yes, one alien race could control a block of time of you, and they could be selling it to other alien races as they, come in to you.
Well,
that could be true.
How can we stop them from doing this?
That's why I'm doing clearing. I'm doing clearings to get people to get their spirit more with them in their physical body. So each time you do a clearing that I have on my website, a little piece of you, a little, grain of sand is not being reclaimed. And eventually you may have, quite a bit of your own spiritual energy back again. But at this point, most people are so deluded because you bought the wrong system. You didn't understand the the true teachings of Jesus, not to go outside of yourself. It's a definite thing. And I'm sure that they were here also before Jesus, but that's what he came to teach, is don't go outside of yourself. Stay inside, don't go out and bring in energies to you, which we hear about all the time now with the New Age movement, trying to bring in peace and love. Anything you bring into yourself that's out there in the beyondo, that's not with your spirit in your heart center, is going to be dark. It doesn't matter what it is, how it's talked about, anything like that. So I have a hard time a lot of times when I do these lectures and workshops and programs, and most people, they go, wait a minute, I've been doing this exercise and this meditation and this and that for a long time, and I go out of my body and I see these wonderful things and I talk to these spirit guides. Well, who are you talking to? Oh, what are you talking to? How are they hooking you up? And that's the problem with our planet. The problem here is not the fact that we have people in high status controlling you. That's what you may think is happening. The true problem is that people have denounced their own spirit energy, which disconnected them from energy, which is peace. Everything else is duality. You want to get back into the peace energy. This is what I'm here to do for people. Show them what peace is, which is source energy, which does not judge anything. And anything that is in judgment is duality. That's the alien agenda. Manipulation and control.
Now, what is the difference between our spirit and our soul?
Okay. I use the word spirit. As a light being, there is no difference in spirits. Spirit is spirit. Light is light. Now, the
let's come back on the other side of the break and continue with this explanation of the difference between spirit and soul. We are talking with Ron Amatron. This is Radio RMN. This is the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And please take a trip over to TalkStreamLive.com and give a vote for Radio RMN. And we'll be back.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
Camping, hiking, backpacking, Alice packs, military surplus, tactical gear. The list goes on and on and on. You can find it at CJL Enterprise. That's ENTERPRIZE.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on the web. Again, it's CJL Enter, ENTERPRIZE.com. CJLEnterprise.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. CJL Enterprise.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, Mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America.
Illuminati!
Let's just go over that again, because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
We all shall be free.
What would you say if someone told you the future was wrapped up in a single being from another planet, and then your friend went on to say she was married to that man? This happened to an amazing woman that we're all familiar with, Raylan Allen. In her amazing book, The Obregon Chronicles, she describes just how she met this man and blessed and cursed the day they found each other. In an audible voice to her, warned her not to go into the room where he was standing unless she was prepared for her entire life to change. The attraction was too much. It turned out to be too much for either of them. As the book chronicles their exploits together, she takes you on a ride that none of us could expect. The book reads like the highest of science fiction novels, except one thing. It was real. It was true. To view a sample chapter, skip on over to the Rumor Mill News Reading Room and click on the banner for the Obregon Chronicles. And if you reach inside this book, be prepared for your whole view of life to change. Yes, it is that powerful.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.